And so we started a study on redemption, and we know our Redeemer is the Father. Amen. He redeemed us by the blood of Jesus, right? So today we want to talk about we're redeemed. How do we live that redemption here in the earth? How does that carry out? How does redemption go from heaven to earth, and we can walk in that redemption reality? But Christ, now the word Christ, it means, if you look at the Greek word, it's Christos. It means to the anointed one and his anointing. The anointing of God on Christ came as high priest of good things to come. Now I want you to notice that Christ came as high priest, and his job as a high priest is to give out the good things of God. He's not giving out death. He's not giving out sickness. He's not giving out accidents. He's not giving out nothing but the goodness of heaven. Amen. Amen. So I want you to see that God's purpose to sign Jesus as high priest and king and savior of the world and God. His job is to minister the goodness of God to this dead earth. Amen. Amen. So he is my savior, my Lord, my king. So I expect my king to give me good things in his kingdom. Did I earn them? I'm not that good. But he earned them and gave them to me as a gift. With a greater and more perfect tabernacle. Ah, so now we see where he's giving them from. Now we know that perfect tabernacle is the throne room of God. So he went into the throne room of God. Let's play like this is the throne of God, and this is a mercy seat. He went into heaven after he was raised from the dead, and he went into heaven and put his perfect, sinless blood on the mercy seat. Me being redeemed, I now have the right, because my high priest is sitting right here on God the Father's right hand. Amen. Amen. He's sitting right there. So when I come to the throne of grace, there's two things that makes me perfect. One, the blood on my sheet. The second thing is my lawyer. Amen. Jesus, advocate means lawyer, attorney. He's sitting at the right hand of the Father. Amen. And so I come to him and I say, Father, my elbow is hurting. And Jesus, by Jesus' stripes, I am healed. And I ask you to heal this elbow and make it operate perfectly in Jesus' name. And the Father looking at me, and I say, Father, all your promises, according to your word, all your promises are yes and amen. Amen. So Jesus says, Father, he knows the word. He requested your promise to him, and I used a key. I said, in Jesus' name. So therefore, I'll ask the Father with the key of the kingdom of heaven, and that's the name of Jesus. Therefore, when I said that name, heaven opened up and the promises became mine. Amen? So Jesus said, Father, he used your word, what you promised. I know, son, but he's not perfect. He didn't say that. You know why he didn't say that? He's looking at me through the blood. He's looking at me through the perfect blood of Jesus across the mercy seat. Oh, come on. Anytime I go to the room, God sees me perfect, not because of my works, because of His work in Jesus Christ. That shed blood is on that mercy seat in heaven. So I come to the throne of God, and I'm facing the mercy seat, and that blood is right there, and the Father sees me through that blood. And he also, I have my attorney on the side. He said, Father, he's asking for intervention by your word, by your promise, and you said in your word, yes and amen. And amen means so be it. Amen. The judge of creation says, so be it. Woo! And I'm healed. Because the power was released when he said, make it so. Yes, yes. Amen. He says, make it so. It's done. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, Father, I got so many bills here. I can't pay them all. And I got bathroom broke down. And my garage door won't open. I don't know what to do. I need help, Father. You promised me that you would be my help in the time of need. Father, he's asking according to your promise. Amen. So be it. Amen. Woo! All of a sudden, the garage door comes up. Bathroom starts working. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. And then sometimes he'll say, Fred, go fix the bathroom. I don't know if I want him in my bathroom or not. Okay. That perfect tabernacle, if it's not made of hands, who made it in? This perfect holy of holies, are you ready for this? Carries out the perfect works of God. He cannot carry out any other thing. But only the perfect work of God. So I approach this throne boldly because I come by the holy blood of Jesus. Yes. The blood made me holy by faith in Jesus Christ. That blood made me righteous by faith in the blood, right? Yes. What does righteousness mean? It means I am rightness with God. So if I am right with Him, I can come and stand before Him even though I'm not perfect. Amen. Precious is the blood. Precious is the blood of Jesus. When I want perfection in my life, I need help straightening out things that are not perfect. I know where to go. To the throne room of grace. So I can obtain grace and mercy were granted by the blood of the Lamb. Some of you say, well, it don't happen that way with me. You're telling me God is a respecter of person. If He's ever answered a prayer or request by this perfect holy place, then He's going to do it for you. Because He is no respecter of person. I mean, He does it for Sister Hope, but He don't do it for Elizabeth. He does it for Marvina, but Fred, hopefully he can. But my friend, see, He delivered the apostles out of how many bad situations? Storms, right? And they people try to kill him. And he delivered them out of one. Amen? And how many miracles did he do by laying down on their hands? How many times the apostle lay hands on somebody and they were healed? So many people believe that God forgot how to do healing. No, He forgot your sins, not how to heal. Come on. Well, He might not want to. Do you know how dumb that sounds? He let His perfect Son be beaten for your healing. Now don't tell me he's forgot all about it. Jesus should not have been beaten. So who did He take that beating for? Who did He take a stripe for? You. Then all that's left is for you to receive the healing that God has bought and paid for you. Amen. You may not know how to receive it, But I don't mean it's available. It's not available. It is available through his name by the blood of Jesus Christ. Not with the blood of goats and calves, but with his own blood, he entered this holy place once for how long? One time. Forever. Though he will never enter heaven again for the purpose of purchasing your eternal redemption. He'll never enter heaven again for that. Now he will intercede and take intervention as a mediator. Now, because Jesus is special, you have God the Father, but I'm a man, I'm a human. So we have a difference here. Right? But Jesus is God and man. So he can stand there and talk to me and talk to God on behalf of me. And the Father can say, John, I want you to be in ministry. Jesus, I appoint you to be a pastor. Me? You got to be kidding. I don't have the education. I don't like to talk. I can't talk. And now I'm running off the mouth. What was this? Oh, I hated being talking to people. Now I'm talking about years ago. I've already overcome that fear, you know. But I'm talking about back when he was trying to talk me into it. I said, no way. He said, do you love me? I said, yes, sir. Then you're going to do it, aren't you? If you put it that way, I'll do it. The point is, he took me and with his blood cleanses my sin, cleanses my inabilities, my failures, and the lack of abilities and smarts or wisdom and lack of understanding. Amen. He took all those and washed them out of me and began to train me how to be his son. Why? Because he loves me. He loves you too. And some people have been through so many heartaches in life, they can't trust anybody, including God. And God has never failed. People fail, but God doesn't. Jesus does not fail. He doesn't fail. He's God. See, the lie is we think we don't fail, so they failed. No, too hard. It don't work that way. We need to take these responsibilities. I need to study the Word. I need to pray and find out from God what I need to do. And a lot of times he'll say, well, you see this problem? That's a problem? That's one hindering your health. That's one hindering your blessing miracle. It can't be that big. It looks so little to me. John, it's blocking the river. It is not little. So he said, but Father, if it's that big, I can't remove it. He said, yes, that's why it's still there. I say, mercy, help me. Oh, what a relief. Oh, thank you, Father, for the blood that cleanses me from all those big rocks in my life. Amen. So we see I have eternal redemption because I've obtained it from Jesus, who obtained it from the Father. Because Jesus obtained it, or we can say it this way, because Jesus purchased it by the shedding of his blood, it's eternal. Now, because I have redemption, what do I also have? Eternal redemption. So I'm redeemed or translated from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his beloved Son forever. Amen. So I'm in the kingdom with the kingdom of God, or the kingdom of his dear Son, ranges from heaven to earth. So I can be in the kingdom of his love in the earth. And when I leave this body, I just go to heaven. Because the kingdom of his love ranges from the earth to heaven. Amen. Amen? So I can be born again into that kingdom. And then when I leave this body, I just go up to heaven, my spirit and my soul. Amen. So I have eternal redemption. So do you at this time. If I was to ask you, is the blood eternal? What you say? It's eternal. So, therefore, the blood is eternal. It purchased me to a salvation that is eternal. Right? Now, also, the blood is perfect, is it not? It's perfect. So, therefore, the blood washed me of my sins. It washed me of everything. It didn't leave anything. If you believe that something's left, then you believe the blood is not good enough to wash your sins away. But it is perfect. It did do the job. It did wash you clean of the sin. Amen? You were born again. So you were dead in sin, but now you're born into the kingdom of His Son, of His love, and you are perfect in that kingdom by the blood of the Lamb. So I can enter that holy place because I'm no longer of Adam. I'm of Jesus. See, I'm a new man. I'm a new creature. I'm in that kingdom of His love. So sorry, I had to have a Holy Ghost fit. This is real, man. I'm not the same old person. I'm a new creation. By Almighty God, and through His blood, I've entered into a perfect world and, perfect kingdom, not world. For if the blood of bulls and goats and ashes of a heifer sprinkled the unclean, sanctified for purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of the anointed through the eternal Spirit offer Him without spot to God, cleanse your conscience from what? To serving the living God. So once Jesus redeemed you from the darkness, kingdom of darkness, into translated you into the kingdom of His love, you now can serve God face to face. You can enter this and talk directly to the Creator. Father, knock the devil on the head for me, please. Come on. He's my parent. I'm born of Him. I have His DNA. That trips out for what? That would trip me out and find out, I'm not doing anything against His will. It was His purpose to have me born as His child. That's His will. That's His plan. His purpose. So it makes Him glad when I stand up and say, I'm God's child. And I can't boast because I didn't do it. I just say, thank you, Daddy. Thank that you love me that much, right? So I'm going to serve Him. If He's the living God, what are you? His living child. Amen. Are you ready for some? As my dad was saying, that would knock your hat in the creek. To a worker who works in the field, your hat is very important to keep the hot sun off your head, right? So to knock your hat in the creek, that's a major thing. But anyway, you have to be a living child of God. You cannot be a sinner and serve Him. Come on. You have to be born again, a new creation, and be His child before and living before you can serve Him as a living God. So I was dead. I was not living. See, that's the deception. People are unsaved and in the world think they're living it up, having a great time. Everything is good. What you gonna do when you're faced with death? Where did that good time go? They may have answers to particular emotions and particular feelings, but when they're facing death, those emotions don't tickle anything. It sends you into fear and worry. Amen? But we don't face those like that, because I know where I'm going. I know what's going to happen to me. Because I accepted God's plan in Jesus Christ. I accepted His blood washed me clean of my sin, that I can stand in that holy place, because that's the place that God prepared for me to be forever. That's His will. That's His plan. And I'm going to enjoy it. I love you, Father. Honey, you're supposed to finish it.
Praise God. This is good news. Good news. Jesus shed His blood, put it on the mercy seat. So when God sees us, when God sees me, He doesn't see me in sin. He doesn't see mistakes. He doesn't see failures. He sees me through the blood. The Lord gave me an example this morning in the first service. When you go to the bank, they don't say, and you want to withdraw some money from your account, they don't say, "Ooh, you look good today," or, "Man, you drive a nice car." They don't even, when I go in the bank, they don't even look up. They just say, "What's your account number?" See, they see me through the account number. Well, God sees me through what's already been paid. They look at my account and see if there's any money to withdraw. He looks through the blood and said, "Oh, there's plenty." It's already paid. It's already ready. Oh, hallelujah. God has blessed us because He looks at us through the blood. Now, I was telling Him in the first service, I believe this with all my heart. God is blessing this church because you're looking at each other through the blood. You don't look and say, "Oh, look at their clothes, look at their shoes, look at their this or that, or I heard this about them." Ooh. Nope. We're looking at each other through the blood. Amen. Someone is planning to visit our church. They have a son that's autistic. And the way he exhibits this condition is he might just holler out in the middle of service. Wah! But we're looking through the blood. I told him, "You bring that boy. That's not going to bother us. It doesn't matter. Let him holler. Let him scream. Because we're looking through the blood. We're not looking through the judgment. The judge is there. He's looking through the blood. So we're looking through the blood." And that's what's causing this church to grow, is the love that we've determined to look at each other in love. Amen? Amen? Is that part of your sermon?
Yes,
I got off
great.
On that.
Sounds great.
Well, let's stand up. Hallelujah. Oh, say this with me. Say, I choose
to look
through the blood.
Through the blood.
I choose
to look
at Jesus.
Look at Jesus.
I choose To appreciate
what God has done
for me,
and I choose
to share that
with others
through prayer and
through looking at them
through the blood of Jesus. Oh, praise You, Father, the blood of Jesus. Father, thank You that You sent Jesus not only to give His life, not only to shed His blood, not only to pay our penalty, our sin. Not only that, but now He's our mediator. He mediates, or He takes the law, the covenant, the new covenant, and He says, "According to the covenant, you're healed. According to the covenant, you're prosperous. According to the covenant, you are raised up. You're leaders. According to the covenant, your prayers are answered. According to the covenant." And we just say, "Yes, sir." We receive it. Say, "Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
I receive all
that Jesus died
to give me. Oh, hallelujah. Then you are rich in every way. John, bless us, please.
Father, our Redeemer shed His blood, purchased eternal life, eternal blessings of the Lord for us. And we received those blessings of the Lord. And I loose those blessings upon every family according to Your will, according to Your purpose, and according to Your plan. Let it be established this week that Your blessing is strong to change the ways of this world in their lives. Let the blessings overtake them and overcome them. And everybody that sees their life will see your blessings strong in their life by the grace and mercy of Jesus Christ. Amen.